The thirst is real.
This is my intro. This is my intro. Problem solved. Yep. I'm so
thirsty.
All right. I feel like it's so serious.
It's not serious.
All right. I am back again.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It feels like it's been 10 years.
It always does.
Me and you back on the mics. This is Thirst, a reality TV episode. Elevated.
I know. I'm just like, it's elevated.
I'm like nervous. It's weird.
I did a little tester shoot in here, as you know.
Yes.
And I love it. I'm in love.
Yeah, no, this feels right. It feels correct. We look great. I love it.
Very HD, though.
Very HD. I am Lazy LaDuca.
Oh, where did she get this nickname from?
So it's my new thing. If you're like killing the game, you're Lucy LaDuca.
Uh-huh.
If you're not, you're Lazy LaDuca.
You're not killing the game lately?
Not today.
Not today.
I'm missing half my shirt.
That's true. Fair enough.
Who are you?
I didn't think of one before. I'm going to be Sasha Colby's biggest fan.
You really love her that much.
It was a journey. Again, the show aired 9 years ago, I'm sure. We're on week 100. And I didn't love her at first. I didn't. Right. It took me a long time.
Wait, we should say this all.
Oh, for that.
Drag Race.
Anyways, that's me.
We were about to go on a deep dive on Sasha Colby.
But we're not right now. Okay.
Yeah. All right. We are introducing three new segments. Our first segment, a Thirst Trivia, reality TV
I
trivia.
I love trivia.
After that, we're going to break down some of our favorite reality TV shows. On the docket today is Drag Race, Big Brother Canada, Love is Blind, and a show called MILF Manor, which, okay, all right.
You didn't watch?
I don't even know what that
is. You didn't watch in LA?
No, I don't.
We'll get to that in a second.
And then we're going to wrap up with our Thirst Quencher, who's just making us live all of our lives based on giving us good TV.
Absolutely.
All right, let's do trivia. We're competitive. I think you're more competitive than me, though.
I'm definitely more competitive, but I'm much worse at trivia.
Yeah, trivia sucks.
It's not my
thing. Oh my God, there's no multiple choices.
And like, who asks which ones?
Okay, you hit it first.
For number one, okay. Which contestants won the most money this season? In cash prizes.
Wait, the S means it's two.
I'm going to say the S means it's two. Yeah, it's
two. I'm going to say it's Lazy LaDuca and Mistress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who do I think it is? I can guess too, right? I don't have the answer on my card. I would say it was maybe Sasha and Anitra. But
maybe Anitra, because she's not going to win. So they're like, let's give this bitch as much money as we can.
So what happens now? Like, does the answer come into your ear?
The correct answer is Anitra and Sasha Colby.
Wow, you were right. Anitra and Sasha Colby.
Really?
So they were... It's because whoever loses... Wait, but whoever wins then gets 200,000 plus...
They want Sasha to be rich. They want her to be the host. Right. They want her to be blessed. They want her to have records.
And you support all of that.
I do.
Which we'll dive into.
Oh, I can't believe I got that right. Okay, your turn.
Oh, God. Which special guest was featured in the first episode?
If that first episode this is 10 easy. I know the answer.
Ariana.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Lily said no.
Wait, what?
I didn't mean special guest judge. I meant special guest. The hint is mannequin.
Oh, I know what this person looks like.
Wait, what?
I don't know their name.
They were a mannequin?
Okay, no. It's the woman whose entrance look was like a mask.
Oh, Ornacia. I love that you're such a new baby gay that you have no idea who Ornacia is.
I don't, sadly.
Wait, is it Ornacia, Lily? Wow.
She says yes.
I hate that you're not an eyesight, but you know, it makes me miss you more.
I know. I can see her and you can hear her, but right. It's only one or the other.
Okay, you're up next.
Who did Sugar impersonate in Snatch Game?
Fuck.
This is an all you question.
Spice was Miley Cyrus.
I know one of them did Miley Cyrus.
Fuck.
And the other one did...
Paris Hilton?
No.
The hint is YouTuber.
Oh, Trisha Paytas. Kim Paytas. No.
Singer. The model.
I think she's a mukbanger.
The YouTuber.
Wait, Trisha Paytas is a mukbanger.
Yeah, Anil is right, but it's Paytas, not Kim Paytas.
But Sam Smith's duet was with...
Kim Petras.
Wait, it's the same person.
No, Kim. Oh my God, the Petrases of
Kim Petras
is with Sam Smith.
Okay,
who has a new song with Nicki Minaj, which is major. We'll talk about that.
Okay,
and then Trisha Petras is the
Trisha Paytas.
Paytas.
They're not related. Paytas. They're not sisters.
No.
And then there's Trish Stratus is the judge of Canada's Got Talent. Who? Trish Stratus or
the
Stratus,
blonde woman.
The wrestler.
Wait, she's a wrestler.
Oh yeah, that was my like WWE. I was a big Trish fan back then.
Wait, she's a wrestler. The blonde woman is a wrestler
mm-hmm.
next to Lily Singh.
Mm-hmm.
She wrestles.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I think she was a country singer? Is the host
the
a country,
host is a country
okay.
singer?
All right.
Okay, Kim, Trish, and Petrus, and all that.
All right. What is the grand prize amount this season?
Oh, you already spoiled this one.
Yeah, 200,000. Wait, is it 250? 200,000.
No, 200,000.
Which is great. I mean, MTV money.
Is that right? Ding, ding, ding.
My
turn, your turn, my turn. What song did Anitra and Marsha lip sync to?
Boss Bitch, Doja Cat, which is featured on the Harley Quinn movie. Such a good song.
I listen to it so often now.
I mean, we haven't talked about Drag Race since, like, fucking Who Went Home? Like, episode 3.
I don't know.
Wow, all right. That should have been a trivia question. When did Anil drop off the face of the podcast? All right, so we're ready to dive into reality tea recap.
Yes.
I know we want to talk about Drag Race, but can we just jump into this stupid show, MILF Manor? Like,
you want to start with MILF Manor?
I have no idea what it's about.
Okay.
And then there's a DILF Manor?
Yes.
Two separate shows.
Separate shows, separate networks.
Shut up, separate networks.
Yeah, okay, sorry. It's MILF Manor, and it's for the love of DILFs.
Okay, so the MILFs want to be with the DILFs.
No, they're different shows, different networks.
So you're telling me two taglines right now.
Yes.
MILF Manor and then For the Love of DILFs.
Yes.
Okay, I thought MILF Manor, the tagline was For the Life of DILFs.
No, I'm sorry. Okay, okay, we'll start with MILF Manor.
Okay.
So basically it is a social experiment trying to transcend the bounds of age in relationships.
Okay, I like
this. So we got some MILFs. Very hot women, very hot mamas.
And like, give me an age range. Not that it matters, but like, what are they targeting?
50 to 60.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Wait, there was no... Yeah, 50 to 60. I think they were all 50 to 60.
Okay.
So MILFs. You know what that stands for. And the youngins were 20 to 28.
So they could be their mothers.
And that was the twist.
They're dating their children?
It was the 8 moms with their 8 hot sons.
Shut up. Cross contaminating.
Cool.
I don't think I could do that.
It was so good.
Wait, did anyone actually fall in love?
So, at the end, like most dating shows, right, it comes down to like that moment where you're sitting with the person and you're like, are we going to stay together or are we going to break up? And basically, there were 4 remaining couples by the finale.
Oh, wow.
One decided to stay friends.
Okay.
And the other 3 decided to pursue their relationships in the outside world.
Shut up.
Do I agree that it was genuine? No.
Did they win money?
No.
Interesting.
So I guess you're saying, well, then it must be genuine.
Well, are they on social media now? Like, you know,
I haven't done a post deep dive.
Twirling
that
together.
I was on my list.
Trying to get an ND mattress.
But there
as
were
a couple.
Some stars. Like Kelly was the star of the season. She's
a mom.
Mom, huge tits, blonde.
God.
Just like, give me everything that I want.
And how many episodes is this show?
It was 10.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was well done. TLC applause to TLC.
And then what's DILF Manor on?
For the Love of DILFs.
Oh, this is the gay one.
Out TV.
Yes.
It's about transcending the bounds of age in relationships. Oh. And it's DILFs dating himbos. I didn't
what
even know.
What the fuck is a himbo?
I didn't know himbo was a term.
What does it mean?
I guess it's like a bimbo. So it's a pretty hot young thing.
Like a thought?
What's that one again?
That hoe over there.
And what's their main, just what's?
I mean, in like social media, like Instagram thought.
Okay,
but I guess
yeah.
It's like, can you be an Instagram himbo? Or himbos being paid?
No. They're not escorts.
Okay, on the show maybe, but...
So, yeah, I mean, anyways. So, yeah, young guys, old DILFs, finding love.
Did anyone find love there?
Eliminations happened. They got
Is there one DILF like The Bachelor?
No.
Oh, God.
Same, like 8 and 8, let's say. And then for this one, it was a vote to see like who is the strongest couple, and they would win $10,000.
Oh, I like that.
And are they still in a relationship? I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to say no. But again, we did end the series with two genuine connections.
Wait, am I a himbo? Are we himbos?
No. I got to interview one of the himbos.
Okay.
Milo.
Oh, yes. He was on
yes,
the pod.
Like perfect body.
Right.
Like,
how do they do that?
I don't know.
How?
No eating.
It's not fair. Maybe that's what it needs to be, a himbo. You need to see every muscle definition.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, that's yeah. probably...
I'm a himbo in progress.
There we
I'm
go.
I'm progressing towards my himbo era.
Oh my God, we never even got to talk about how many times you said fucking era on that
well,
series.
I have to talk about that when we talk about Drag Race.
Okay, so anyways, those are those two shows. What show would you want to talk about next?
Should we just do the Drag Race of it all?
I mean, do you have a Vanderpump update for me?
Okay.
I don't want to end on Vanderpump.
No, Vanderpump is going to be
no
like
offense.
A six-year podcast. Like, truly, you need to just watch it. Like, I'm just going to come over and duct tape you to the couch, and you're going to watch it.
And you have to buy me those eye openers. What are those called?
I don't know.
It's like a torture device.
Yeah, I'm going to torture. Well, it's not torture. Like, okay, Vanderpump Rules is a form of therapy because I've never seen people our age in entertainment go through life. So these are aspiring models, serving, trying to make it in LA. And now they fucking made it. But like their real lives are actually playing out. It's the truest form of reality TV. It's unreal.
And it's like you think it's genuine, not
100%.
Like on the scale of scripted to genuine.
No, like so basically the scandal is that there's a couple that they're not married. They bought a house, but they're a strong couple and the strongest couple is in the group. And he was having an affair with another cast member, like under her nose. And it's all being revealed while they're filming.
Oh.
Like, we get to watch it.
Like, live.
Live. Like, it came out in the press, and we get to see them, like, react to it.
Okay.
The girl that got cheated on, got a Lifetime movie, is on the next season of Dancing with the Stars. The numbers of what that has done for the show is actually insane.
Oh, wow. And so she's fine.
She will be fine.
She's like, thank you for cheating on me.
Yeah, it's insane. But
it's the best thing that ever happened.
If you haven't touched down on Vanderpump Rules, hey, you, get on it. Watch it.
Okay.
Pick any season, just watch because you'll want to go back
okay.
and watch.
Okay, okay.
All right.
Big Brother?
Okay, so I have to say, did you know that you know Dan, but did you know I know Daniel?
No.
Yeah, do you know where I know Daniel from?
No.
Sequester.
Oh my God, of course.
Right.
Oh my God. Why did I not make that connection?
I don't know, but... how weird two Dans we know are on the season. It's just like a mind fuck.
How did he do in Sequester?
He went to the final four with me on like a Heroes versus Villains.
Because he's not giving I Play Sequester vibes on this show.
Really? Wait, what? But maybe it's because he's like a sneak attack. You know what I mean? Like if you're not getting an edit, I haven't watched
one minute.
Oh yeah,
you kept saying that too. You kept saying it's good that he's not getting an edit.
Yeah, if you're not getting an edit in the first half of Big Brother, you're not like playing against yourself. If you're getting like a great edit and fan favorite to win, you're only like setting yourself up for that like loss, the Janelle of it all.
Spicy V.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So, I don't know. He's doing well though. He's in the show. Yeah, he is. Because Dan just got voted out.
Yeah,
is my
Dan. Love you, Dan. Did not do well.
So, we were talking about this a little bit before. I thought the three people leaving the show was like a meme.
No.
It's real.
Three self-evictions like, before three real evictions.
So like week one, three people walked.
Or no, like, no. So before day two, a girl walked.
Okay.
We have no idea why.
Okay.
I don't know.
Fair.
I don't know if any of the threads have said why. Then we have Vanessa walking. I want to say like, week two-ish.
Okay.
Between two and three, let's say, because she was nominated. And from a viewer perspective, I just don't think she could handle the game.
The
like,
pressure of it all.
The pressure. Like, she was not doing well.
So she got nominated and just like, bye, bitch. Oh, wow. And then did that reset noms in HOH or did they
replace
her?
Oh, that's a good question. In that week, they decided that... oh gosh, was it a non-elimination or did they proceed? I want to say they proceeded.
Oh wow.
Because maybe it was pre-veto.
Right. So they could still play out like a fair opportunity for whoever was replaced.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then, and then of course, Zach self-evicting.
Okay. Like, there's so much to discuss. So, has anyone been voted out since Zach? Dan, I
guess. Yes, thank you.
So Dan is a first technical eviction.
Third. We've had three self-evictions and three real evictions.
Oh, wow. So we're at jury. We're at the jury phase of the game.
Dan's in the jury.
Wow, good for him.
Yeah.
This is a lot to process. So what is this Zach thing? Do you want to? This is how I perceived it just from Twitter.
Okay.
He saw some man reading a letter about, like, hope and, like, prayer beyond. It had no game information.
Okay.
And it was, like, the power of hope. So he...
Wait, Matt, the guy's name is Hope, just as an FYI. So the letter doesn't
Wait, his name is Hope?
Yes. The letter...
H-O-P-E
is his name? Yeah, I suppose the letter did provide some hope for Hope, but it, just to be clear,
wow,
when you're reading okay. Hope, it's probably his name.
Okay, so there's no profound letter about Hope. It's
it
Hope
is Hope's
reading a letter.
Letter. Yeah.
Okay, and then Homeboy used that as a manipulation tactic in the game to get Hope out.
Hope used his letter. Hope used his own letter.
Okay.
I mean, this is all alleged because this is not on the show. This is alleged afterwards.
Wait, that, what? It's not on the show?
Okay, so here's the million-dollar question for you.
Okay.
You've been on Big Brother. This is the easiest question. When Hope first grabbed the letter from his bag,
right.
When Hope first read the letter, when Hope first said, Anil, look at this letter that I have illegally.
About Hope.
How did producers not see or hear that?
I just...
Producers claim they did not hear or see that, and players claim it was shown three times.
I get it, though, because it's all about, like, if you're from a story producer standpoint, right? If you're chasing the story of Frankie trying to rally votes, if Hope is reading his letter to Homeboy that doesn't pertain to the story you're trying to edit for the episode in 12 hours, it could be so easily missed.
Okay,
so
your view is like, look, Frankie, there's X number of producers. There's not 100 producers.
Right.
And they are watching 24/7 feeds. They can't catch everything. So it is, you're claiming it is possible that, like,
100%.
The time that Hope under the blankets was like, look what I got. Yep. It was missed.
Yeah, because, and I'm sure they go back and they see
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
But they're chasing a clock.
Got
like,
it.
They have that live episode that they have to edit,
mm-hmm.
but people are still campaigning that morning.
True.
So it all depends on when it kind of happened.
So in the show, what basically happens is they don't catch it in the act. They catch it being discussed by players.
Fuck, okay.
So they're like, players, what are you talking about? Come to the diary room immediately. And then like, tell us right now what is happening.
And
then
nothing's on the show.
There's no aired footage of Hope ever showing someone
wow.
the letter. So that's like where things get really murky and why I had to meet with Zach because I needed to fill in some blanks
right.
about it all.
So that's why people are frustrated and it doesn't help that there's no feeds. Oh, wow. What a nightmare.
Nightmare.
And is there any good players? Like, is there anyone that you're like, you know what? This is a mess, but you're like out here killing
it. I think this is my third season of BB Can, and
okay.
I think I have the same feeling every season, which is that it's a lot of people who are not good at the game. I'm very sorry, like, to be
really?
Whatever. In the last three seasons, I feel like there's more than half who I don't see as game players. I don't see as like, whatever, good TV, good personalities, nice people, cool. And then I find one or two diamonds, like, in the rough. My diamond in the rough right now is Kuzi. She's from Victoria.
Everyone loves
her.
Yeah,
she's from Zimbabwe originally. She's a pageant girl. I feel like BB Can is doing the same thing for us again. They're giving us a copycat winner of the U.S. This happened two seasons ago with Xavier followed by Tashawn. And I feel like we're getting a Taylor Hale followed by Kuzi.
Was Kuzi bullied from, like, just breathing?
Kuzi has not gotten bullied like Taylor did.
The Taylor win is one of the most remarkable reality TV
I know,
wins.
It's true. I feel like it's Kuzi or bust for me right now.
Wow, I can't believe we're almost there. I guess I have to go, like, look it up. I'm going to meet all of them at this finale thing.
I know.
Oh, I don't want to go anymore. I don't want to go. It's stressful. But this Zach kid was cool. Like, good energy. You know, I'm an energy person.
Well, it's all debatable, right? Like, it's just hard. I feel...
What is your verdict?
Ugh. My verdict is that he is a CEO, like, bro finance guy.
Okay.
It's very easy to edit someone like that in a very bad way.
Yeah.
I think he's gotten a very unfortunate edit. I do think that he has characteristics of being arrogant, domineering, but many, many finance bros do.
Right.
And as far as the incident of cheating, etc., you know, it's all in the interview. I leave it up to people to decide.
Right.
The viewers have spoken. Like, they all, I would say 98% of people agree.
Right.
About their opinion on him. But
it
was nice. He was a great guy to me. I have no complaints.
Right. And good for him for getting out there and talking about it. Like, when I got evicted, I crawled under my bed and like ate pizza for 46 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I get it.
All right. Well, it looks like there's nothing much happening on that part. You seem underwhelmed.
On what part?
About the season, where it's going,
No, I think they're bad at the game. I think it's fucking crazy chaos, drama. So no, I like the season. I just don't.
Because you appreciate strategy.
Yeah, I don't watch Big Brother Canada for that.
Right. Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm just reliving my trauma.
Sorry, I know.
No, you're fine. Okay, but should we talk into probably the happiest I've ever been is watching the season of Drag Race?
Just because it's so good?
It's excellent. We're at a point where it is the Olympics of drag. It is truly the polish, the finish, the personalities, the story. I've cried 86 times.
Aw. Yeah, it's been good. Did you like the reunion?
No, we that was an 18-hour reunion.
Why? Why was it 18 hours?
Because they're punishing us. Because everyone's complaining. Two short episodes. And the producers were like, look at this stale cast. Like, this cast doesn't have chemistry, if that makes sense.
True.
They're all
individuals. Yeah.
And they're all good at feuding.
Yeah.
Whereas last season, that I could watch that final eight rotate. Pulling chocolate bars out,
yeah,
nonstop. There was a chemistry there with
yeah,
them.
Yeah. No, that's a good call. I agree.
But yeah, it was the Mistress show. If they did not know who was gonna win yet, Mistress played it up to win. Her reunion performance was a winning performance.
Well, that's the thing. So wait. We have Anitra is in the lead in terms of Twitter and Instagram. Mistress is in the lead in terms of confessional vibe, edit.
Personality.
Sasha is in the lead in terms of wins and performance.
Right. That is drag excellence.
Who's the other one? Oh, Lux.
But you know what? Nobody saw Lux in the finale, so Lux being in the finale is a win.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
For sure.
It should have been Lazy LaDuca. truly. To see a Lazy LaDuca versus Mistress in a Final Four lip sync, we were robbed.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I think...
Poor Lucy. They shat on her so much.
No, they bullied her the way they bullied Miss Fierce Delicious on Canada's Drag Race. Because she is excellence.
Yeah.
She's a construction worker. I forgot about that.
I know.
I always
forget. That was one of our first clips.
So two things. It's always about Drag Race, kind of the viral moment of what you remember the season by.
Oh yeah.
Are you remembering the eras or the walking the duck? Because those are two viral moments which I think will help dictate the winner.
I'm neither.
Sorry. You're not walking a duck.
Mine is just Marsha.
Oh God!
I'm sorry. I've just been in love since day one. I'm still in love.
She's a pretty boy.
That's not my reasoning.
That's true. That's true.
Because then I would like Anitra, and I don't.
Oh, Anitra is really hot.
Sorry.
Do you know any finale spoilers?
No, I don't want spoilers. You know spoilers? How do we know? I thought they film everything.
They film everything. They film everybody winning. But I have something I just want to tell you. But I'll tell you after.
Is it the winner?
No, it's not the winner. I can tell it in a way. Oh, I feel like it's going to ruin it, so I'll just wait.
Sorry. Do you think Sasha's not winning?
No, I think Sasha's winning.
Oh,
I just
okay.
think that it's I don't know, they could pull a stunt. MTV, think about MTV.
I know.
Think about how they love a stunt, a viral moment, a twist, a turn, a whatever. So... I don't know.
Sasha would be a twist.
Right. Imagine we go into the finale and Lux Noir London is America's Next Drag Superstar. Truly no one would have seen that coming. And if it's a lip sync, and they cater, I don't know. I have opinions and thoughts. The MTV of it all is what's making me the most nervous.
Well, all I can think about is Marsha.
Oh,
she just created this most hilarious video. Basically, she took her shtick on the show, which is I don't wear enough makeup.
Right.
And she's launched her own line of makeup.
But is it real? Like, you can buy it?
You can buy it. But it's only, I'm going to need Lily's help. It's only chapstick and eyelashes. It's
you can tell me.
Read chapsticks.
Okay.
Eyelashes.
And that's
$35.
That's amazing.
That's all you
need.
That's
a gimmick. And you better get your coin while you can.
And it was such a cute video, and it was so funny.
Oh my god! You know I don't follow any Drag Race girls.
Oh.
Like I don't like them getting in my real world. They're my escape.
Fair.
There's only like three I follow, but like you know people follow like the whole cast.
I don't do that.
Yeah, no.
I follow the ones that I like.
Okay. Well, who are you picking as your winner?
Who is winning this season of Drag Race?
Well, why don't you say who you think is going to win and then who you want to win, but I think it's the same person.
It's the same.
Yeah.
I want Sasha Colby to win Drag Race.
Right.
I think Sasha Colby will win Drag Race.
Sasha Colby is a clear winner, and it's like I said it in one of the earlier podcasts. Sasha Colby doing Drag Race is like Beyonce doing American Idol. It's like it's not even a competition.
Yeah.
So removing Sasha as the fair, rightful winner out of the three up until... you know, Mistress really took that reunion. If the reunion didn't happen, it would have been Anitra.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen the Anitra allure. I still don't see the Anitra allure. I don't know what I'm missing.
For me, what I relate to it in like an element is that individual in the confessional needs the Anitra performance. Like it is a release. When they are performing, like mm-hmm. I just see like it's a magic that you don't see in that confession. Like it
that's
really
true.
Is like,
and that's what people are falling in love with.
Right.
And that's just what I hate. But I know I'm the outlier.
Right.
Like amazing for her to transform like that. Like that is, I guess, the essence of drag.
Right.
Transforming yourself into something completely
right.
different. So I mean, in that regard, I agree.
Yeah. I'm gonna re-record her song. You know, she's like A N E A L. Five letters, three vowels. I'm working on it. I got the beat. I'm not gonna walk the dock. I'm gonna walk the freaking like mice with the way I'm paddling around. Okay.
I don't even have a thirst quencher.
You did the some woman that does crack on Survivor.
It's thirst quencher or best confessional?
Yeah, thirst quencher is the confessional.
The confessional yep. of my life.
Like the best confessional of the week.
Got it. I'm so sorry.
Because we watch so much reality
TV. I'm still learning, everyone.
Right.
The best confessional of the week goes to Carolyn. She will get it for every week that she remains on Survivor because this woman is so funny.
I haven't watched yet.
Oh my God. It's like she loves to touch her face during her confessionals.
During Survivor?
During her confessionals.
Oh Lord.
She'll be like, I don't know what to do. Like, and she'll just scream and squeal and squeak, and it's so funny.
And is it authentic or is she putting it on?
Oh, she is the most authentic
okay.
person you will ever meet. And huh. that's what we love on reality TV.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
want
yeah.
to somehow find in 2023 the person who's going on reality TV that isn't scripting themselves.
Right,
and it's
right, right.
so hard to find
because really
I
is.
Script myself and you would script
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, but this woman, she does not. Oh. Oh, she's a dream.
Okay, cool. Where are we at Survivor, by the way? We merged.
Okay. But really weirdly.
Okay.
It's still this like half merged double.
Did you hear about the Bloodline Survivor?
In Australia?
Like, no, like the next season is all kids of people that have played Survivor.
Who told you that?
The internet. And like, I can't wait for that. I cannot wait for that because there's a legacy spiritual thing with Survivor, I've always said.
Oh, I got goosebumps.
Yeah.
Are you sure that's not April Fool's?
Well, I am the biggest fool, so probably.
Okay, but if it's CBS, I mean, get on it. Like,
right. Yeah, definitely. Like,
my mom
wait.
Played 24 years ago.
Yeah.
My uncle
my
was Russell.
My mom won, and you're the first one out. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Ooh. It's going to be good. My confessional goes to Charlie from Vanderpump Rules, which, you know, she hasn't been on it a lot, so this is not speaking to you, but she calls out Christina, which is an old castmate that comes back, and she's just like a yes ma'am, like she like if you're like the sky is purple, she's like it's so purple. And Charlie goes like I didn't even recognize what she was saying without Katie's dick in her mouth, which is like just, you know, I love a crude humor.
Yep.
So shout out Charlie.
Woo.
I feel like I could talk to you for three more years. But
I know. I mean, but this is the end.
This is the end.
That's how it goes.
Do you watch Succession, by the way?
No, I do not.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Because I'm watching these fucking DILF and MILFs.
Yeah, why do you do that to yourself?
I liked them both. I give them both two cups.
Oh my, the worst television show I've ever watched is Traitors. Did you watch that?
Anil, that is, you can't say that. That is like literally award winning. That was like
Traitors?
Yes, that got like awards. It got nominations.
That was the, I'm like halfway, it's the dumbest fucking show. When they're like, oh my God, I'm so scared. Like, there's no emotion attached to it. So I'm watching Sari that, like, couldn't, you know, walk the plank in the middle of the ocean, and she got back up on the plank and walked it. And she's like, I'm so scared about who I have to murder, and it's stressing me out. I'm like, bitch, I've seen you stressed out playing Survivor. It is
so you're
so
saying it's
the
like the
worst.
Stakes are too low. It's like you're just in a house.
They're playing Clue.
Wow.
It is the dumbest fucking thing in the cloaks and the circle table. Like, it is really dumb.
Wow, you're just the minority here.
I'm
outlier.
Sorry, so dumb. and then you're gonna mix in these random folks.
That part I don't like. I didn't like the mix. I did not like the mix. I will give you that. UK Traitors was so
oh God, there's different countries.
Good. Yes.
I'm sorry. This is the dumbest fucking show I've ever seen in my life. And now I have to watch it to see who, Brandy Glanville's one of like my favorite reality TV stars. So I just have to watch for her. But
Brandy was so good on it. Wait, Brandy was so good on it, or the other white woman was so good
Kate
on it?
Kate Chastain, I think.
One of them was fucking so good.
Yeah, I mean, either
one's from the Deck show. Sorry, the Deck one. Is that
the
Kate?
Below Deck, yeah.
Oh, gold.
Do you know a bunch of people that watch reality TV said that I remind them of Reza, the first one out?
Interesting.
And I feel very attacked by that.
He's very popular.
Frankie. Nobody wants to be Reza in 2013, the first one voted out of the dumbest show on television, Traitors.
Just change the year also.
Anyway, please don't follow me on Instagram. Don't talk to me on Instagram. I don't respond, but Frankie does.
I'll respond for Anil. So if you have a message for Anil, you can message me at Frankie Chana on all the platforms. I still respond to every message. Yeah, I just want to put that out there.
Yeah,
there's a lot of messages, not to like toot my own horn, but I respond to every single message.
I'm going to get better. That's going to be my...
Or just message me and I'll respond on his behalf.
Honestly, you're the only person I respond to. Probably.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway, always remember, live from the new studio.
The thirst is real.
This is my intro. This is my intro. Ugh. All the time. Yep. I'm so thirsty.